And on to the business of advertising. If you think 30-second commercials just are not long enough, the online store Amazon.com has something you're going to like. It's a series of short online films that raise product placement to new heights, if that's the term. Slate ad critic Seth Stevenson doesn't think it is.
If you're like me and you did all your holiday shopping last month online, you notice these Amazon films staring you in the face for several weeks. They're not up on the front page anymore, but they're still available on the site. If you haven't yet taken the time to watch Amazon Theater, you didn't miss a thing. If you did pause amidst your gift buying to view one or more of these films, well, let's commiserate. Don't they suck? The central theme of the films is karma. What goes around comes around. Here's an example. In a short called Tooth Fairy, Chris Noth, of Sex and the City fame, is a dad who neglects to summon the Tooth Fairy. So he spends the next night following clues left by his daughter, who has hidden her tooth.
It's under something blue.
There's another film called Portrait, starring Minnie Driver, where a fat chick turns into a skinny chick.
This is Esther. You know Esther, as in Esther, could you house...
Oh, never mind. These films are dreadful. No amount of snarky synopsis can change that. The first problem is, they aren't entertaining. At all. Granted, most short films, and short stories for that matter, are doomed from the start. They're too brief for satisfying characters and plots, but too long to sustain a mood or a gimmick. Of course, there are exceptions to the short-form rule of doom. James Joyce's The Dead is the premier artistic achievement of all humankind. But, and this will not surprise you, these Amazon films are not on par with The Dead. I urge any future producers of advertainment to heed this advice. If the content is not as compelling as a Dharma and Greg rerun, it should not see the light of day. The second problem is, these films are not effective sales tools, which is a bigger sin in this context than not being entertaining. The underlying goal of these films is to move product. Each film squeezes in shots of 10 or 15 items, like clothes, appliances, electronics, which are for sale at Amazon. Product placement is nothing new, except that, in this case, the products actually get credits at the end. Credits you can click on to buy the item. For instance, the credits for the short called Agent Orange read, Orange Boy, Christopher Carley. Orange Boy's Shades, Diesel Ohm Sunglasses. Orange Boy's Jeans, Men's Diesel Jeans. But even these placements are laughably misguided. In Careful What You Wish For, a featured necklace is described by one character like this.
The diamonds, they're fake. Practically worthless glass.
Yet a link still lets you buy it for $55. In Do Geese See God, and this may be the worst product placement of all time, a filthy, growling, schizophrenic homeless man points to his K-Swiss men's classic sneakers and asks,
Do you like my shoes?
And that's just before he shrieks,
I am God!
Step right up and get your psychotic bum shoes, just $59.95. The third problem is this is poor branding for Amazon. I suppose you could say the project is designed to suggest that Amazon is a certain kind of place, a place that's hip and Hollywood enough to finance short web films by directors such as Tony Scott. But I don't see these attributes as central to the Amazon brand. Amazon brags that it does no television ads. It uses the money it saves to provide free shipping for all customers. That's a great move. Free shipping does more to enhance the brand than any TV commercial could. But they somehow forgot this logic with Amazon Theater. I give these films a D+. Amazon has called these films a holiday gift for customers, but can I return them for store credit?
Opinion from Seth Stevenson. He writes the ad report card for our partners at Slate Magazine Online.